Hello, Gary. This is January the 10th, exactly a month after you made one of your tapes that we just listened to. We have company tonight, and we sure have enjoyed having them. We looked at some pictures, at your slides, and they didn't bring any of Dale's, but they're going to, or we're going over to see them some of these nights. I'm going to turn it over to Doris now and let her talk.
Hey. Gary, I wish you were right here in this room. Incidentally, it's your room, and I sure do like this king-size bed all fancied up, and it's pretty red. It's just quite, I believe the word is sexy. But anyway, we've been trying to get over here to see your mother and daddy for a long time and finally made it. And we've really enjoyed seeing the film and the movies that they showed us and then listening to your tape. It's just kind of a little bit like listening to Dale. We've had two tapes from Dale. And, of course, needless to say, we hang on every word. It's just wonderful to hear his voice. He's at Phuc Vinh, as you know, and he flies now back and forth from Saigon. He says he's glad to get away from his home base there, and it's kind of a change. And he's lost a lot of weight. He sounds like he's about a skeleton. He's down to around 150 pounds. Found out how come he lost so much weight besides the heat. And the water, he had balls when he was at Camp Evans, and then also he helped fill about 1 million sandbags, so I guess you know how that can take the weight off of you. But anyway, he likes it better down where he is. I'd rather he'd been up at Camp Evans, because I understand there's a little bit more open space up there, and the enemy one is apt to run in on him. But anyway, so far, they've just had a few rockets, and so far, as he says, all is well. Here's Arthur now.
How you doing over there, Gary? Sure wish you'd send some of that heat over, because it's really been cold here. High yesterday was about 30, so you can understand that we could use a little bit of that heat. From what Dale says, I'm sure you could use a little of our cool temperatures. In one of the tapes that Dale sent home, he said he had been trying to call you, but the only time he had opportunity to call you was at night, and he had never been able to get through. Of course, I'm sure you recognize as well as he does what the communication problem is over there, but I think you are in correspondence with him. He's run on to some boys in Saigon they went to school at Abilene with. Everything here's clicking along about, I guess, is normal. We're anxious to get you boys home the quickest way possible and get things kind of closed out over there. But till such time, well, I guess we'll all just have to kind of go along. Seems like to me you boys are doing a real excellent job. I'll not take up any more of the tape because I know your mother and dad have lots to tell you. It's been real good to hear your voice and see your pictures. And so until we see you or hear from you, why, adios, amigo.
Well, buddy, the Mormons are gone. We sure did enjoy their visit, and I think we're going to try to get over to see them just right away. And we're going to go eat at Del Monterey, and then we'll see their slides that they've got from Dale and hear his tapes. Talk to Carolyn Carson the night before they were to leave to go back to Pensacola. And she said to tell you hello, and that she thought about you real often. And even if she didn't get to write, she said she had you a 6-page letter if she ever got it off. Said it was really, it was a diary. She'd started it so long ago and had made so many entries in it that it was more like a diary than it would be a letter. But she was going to send it to you one of these days. And also Dennis said to tell you hello. We called him that night after we talked to you. That was a week ago to last night. And then he said to tell you hello and that he was doing fine and that he would write, he was going to write to you when he got the verdict. And he said, I'll send y'all a card and tell you what they decide about me when I find out. Carolyn said she saw the guards on Sunday night, so I guess she's going to church on Sunday night by herself, because David Lee has to go back to base or something. Anyway, she said, I see the guards nearly every Saturday night. She said, we're all hoping that Kay and Buddy come to Pensacola this fall. Said, we just sure hope they can make it down there. The kids, Janet and Clyde's children, certainly had a big Christmas. The Jennings and the Tannehills brought them out a lot of gifts one night after Christmas, after we all got back. It must have been about the 30th. And they brought Shane a little shaver and an airplane and cattle truck and the bank, and Shay a little dresser and Chanel a little bank, and it was just real cute. And oh, I don't know, they just, those kids had more things for Christmas. Your call from Hawaii was certainly a nice surprise, and we sure did enjoy talking to you, but I sure hope we get a letter soon. Seems like it's been a long time since we had a letter. I got me a new coat up at Taos. We'd gone skiing, and then some of us, the rest of them had gone skiing that morning, and we stayed to see the astronauts land, get back safely, and then we went shopping. There was six of us went shopping, and I found just what I'd been wanting, so I got it. I got your daddy a set of Clark's Commentaries for Christmas, and we've all been enjoying them some, not near as much as we'd like to, but one of these days maybe we can have more time to read and study and really enjoy them. At least we'll be getting used to them all this, all the time, and then when we do get time to read them, we'll know what we want to, you know, how to use them and all. I haven't got to enjoy my guitar like I'd like to, but it seems like I just don't have the time. But my thumb's been sore too. It's split, and now it's been so sore I haven't been able to play lately much, but I'm going to. Sue came by, and she's working down at Hearst, and they're having a sale. She said their sales ran right at $6,500 yesterday, and they were all real tickled about it, and of course we were too. Louise Hayes is working down there now. Bye.